Okay, I'd like to talk to you about dynamic storage technology and how dynamic storage technology helps you save cost or preserve cost or reduce cost in your storage infrastructure through a method of managing files, stale versus active data. So a user today has uses his computer and accesses a series of files. We're commonly used to seeing an F drive with a whole series of files underneath that F drive. Might be MP3 files there, might be spreadsheets, word processing documents, whatever. It's a whole series of files. The issue is that some of these files may be out of compliance. In other words, an MP3 file is not something you want to be storing on your network, or maybe it's an MP4 video file. You don't want them on your high dollar storage space. Maybe it's a SAN or NAS environment, but whatever. The intent here is, as these files are actively used, obviously the user wants to be able to access them. But sometimes you want to actually say, I want to do something with these based on the fact that they meet a certain policy or criteria. When I identify these files and how they fit against that, I can then tag them or mark them for storage on maybe this lower dollar, lower cost storage. So as the file exists here or here on that high dollar storage, now I have the ability to migrate that down to this space, make room, and preserve my high dollar storage or the really costly environment for those things that are most important to me, in the active data. Now, the beauty of this system is that once I've done this, this structure as it exists today doesn't change for the user. They have no idea that this file has been migrated to this lower cost option. And if they choose to access it, that lower cost option can be brought back to them. And you can choose to manage how these files are moved around very dynamically and based on the policy you want to. So if they access the file one time but don't ever look at it again, or don't edit the file or do anything to it, you can leave it down here. But if they want to actively work with it, then you can migrate it back. Nice thing here is no user client required, no intervention by the user to say, I need to retrieve this file from that storage. It's all managed by dynamic storage technology.